Tasty scene room, huh?
Yeah, tasty scene room.
Okay.
I think that could be a real play as you get some more creepy host being like, ooh, no, that was a tasty scene. Here is where Kate Blanchett unleashes hell. Let's watch. Another tasty scene. But I picture John Lovitz doing it as Master Thespian. Columbus.
That's what I got it too as. Yeah. It was him doing his Tales of Ribaldry.
Oh, yes. Yes. Ooh, let's tune in for another tasty scene. Greetings, true believers, and welcome all to the 41st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, Chaos72, Sneaky Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello.
Yee-haw.
The overenthusiastic Ian.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. it was like watching a Dukes of Hazzard in slow motion or something. You know,
it should have been. That's what I was going for.
They're jumping a pond, and he's like, oh.
It is the slow-mo replaying of them in... doing the big jump during one of their getaway scenes.
Yeah, jumping every pond, yeah. Ruining every Dodge Charger. They were Dodge Chargers, right?
Yes, it was a Dodge Charger.
All right, anyway, hey, while we get here, special news this week.
Special news.
It is. We have decided to expand the Longbox Heroes Alliance into two separate alliances. So Longbox Heroes is going to continue on as the kind of PvP competitive branch of our group of playing friends. And a new alliance called the Puzzle Warriors will be now available for more casual players, and will feature, hey, these three guys. So, if Yay. You're looking to join up to our alliance, and we love our listeners, so please, shoot us a line on our webpage or something, or just to let us know who you are. If you do a search for private alliances for Puzzle Warriors, you can try to join, and if after we figure out who you are, we can approve you. So, there you go. For people who really, really want to do competitive PvP, check out the Longbox Heroes.
Yes, absolutely.
I understand Leonard is going to be making a post to, the forums and stuff to let everybody know as well.
Okay, then. There you go.
The info will be out there.
The truth is out there?
Yeah.
All right. All right. This is the Holy Smokes. It's June. June 1st through June 8th, 2016. All I got to say is, man, it's been nice having warm nights for floating around in that pool. It's been super sweet. Hey, your Deadpool dailies. Today got you a yellow Magneto. Thursday, Green Storm. Friday, yellow, get in the cage. Saturday, yellow Rocket and Groot. Sunday, Yellow Spider-Man. Big grin on yellow there. Monday, Purple Dinosaur, also known as Purple Daredevil. That's an inside joke for exactly one person who does not listen to this podcast and won't do anybody any good. Tuesday, Blue She-Hulk. Wednesday, Red Deadpool. That's a long story that doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm comfortable with it. Just, again, you'll get backlash because you didn't finish the story, but I'm happy to not hear it.
Today in your five-day, four-star crash. Let the Titans. Had your Hulkbuster versus Hulk. I was able to pull out a win. How fare you?
I did really well. It did take me four attempts because the computer just decided to give Hulk all the cascades and me no red matches and no blue matches. I had plenty of black. I could hurt myself all I wanted. So, yeah, the first few times were rough, but did make out a win, so.
Yeah, I think it also took me four or five times. Ian?
No luck yet. I am 0-10 as of right now, but every time is close, and that's what keeps pulling me back in.
Right.
Unfortunately, because I've been seeing all my, Alliance members posting about how easy it was, when Hulkbuster is at 2 red, 3 black, 2 blue at level, let's say, 130-something, maybe 140-something, red does no damage.
I just pulled up your roster. 147.
147. Okay. He does. So when I get him up to 30 red and I activate Repulsor Punch, 4,800 damage. That is not the giant splat that everybody else seems to be creating when they punch him.
And then you just made Hulk angry.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna smash you. Well,
and I don't know
you.
How it happens. And I do know how it happens because I think the computer and the AI is a dirty, dirty cheater. When I activate anger, it's somewhat helpful sometimes. If there are even no green on the board and his anger goes off, He's making critical matches and multiple cascades. I'm like, you're the worst, computer. The worst. So, but I'm getting him down to, you know, 2,000 or, you know, 3,000 or less every fight, and it's just driving me up a wall. Yeah, but we'll see.
Have you been boosting your red and blue damage?
I'm out. I'm out of boosts. I'm to the point where I'm using the start the match with AP because I've used all my do extra damage boosts.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see where this takes us.
All right.
But I'll keep you guys posted. I'm optimistic.
All right. Next one coming up on June 6th is your 4-star X-Force Deadpool.
Okay.
We'll see how that one goes.
I like that guy.
Yeah, I really like that guy, but I really like using him with X-Force Wolverine. So by himself, I don't know how that's going to work out. But we'll see.
I'm going to check. I don't even know what my...
I have him at 313. I just got... I'm skipping ahead a bit, but I just got the one black. So I actually have all three of his powers now.
Yeah, I think 313 could do it.
I'm hoping.
I was going to say, out of bullets and countdown seem to be, you know, what you need to get the job done.
Oh, I have him at 222.
Ooh.
But he's level 94.
Hmm.
So I may have to dump a pile of ISO into him to give that a try. I don't even know what level I can get him up to. Oh, I can only get him up to 127.
Okay. Well, I won't hold my breath, but...
I will give it a shot.
You're a pretty savvy player. Maybe you'll come up with something.
We'll see how it goes. Your story events. Thick as Thieves is wrapping up. 14,500 gets you a Mystique cover, 26,000 for Blade, 50 for the CP. Top 10 folks are going to get an Electra cover, and then an 11 through 200 are Steve Rogers covers. Simulator is coming up next. I really wish they would change the name of that so that it's not two events called Simulator. 15,000 for the yellow cap, 32,000 will get you CP. The top 100 people get a brand new 4-star. More about that later. And 101 to 200 are Kamala Khan covers. Your PvP events, what just finished up was Children of the Atom, also known to me as Old Man Logan and Phoenix Wreck You Completely, because that seemed to be every team I fought consisted of super high boosted Old Man Logan, super high boosted Phoenix, and there you go. 800 got you Yellow Cyclops, 1K for the next 23, 1300 for the CP. Top spot was Ant-Man, 2 through 100 were Spider-Man covers.
Yeah, I did okay in that event.
Huh?
X-Force Wolverine, of course, being championed, his black, when he is championed, does a ton of damage.
Right.
So I was able to, you know, I'd work on a character, damage them. As soon as I got his black build up, switch my target to Old Man Logan, take him out in one hit. All right,
nice.
Keep going. Because if you do that, who cares about his regen?
Right.
So I was doing, I mean, I didn't get any big prizes or anything, but it was fun. I didn't get to play it much, but it was fun when I had it, so. And I used him with Teen Gene and of course, Iron Fist to pump the black, so.
Earth's Mightiest is running now for your second non-season event. 800 for a blue Spider-Man, 1K for the Ant-Man, 1300 for the CP, top spot is a War Machine, and then it's Rocket and Groot for 2 through 100. New character! Hey, there's a new character?
Apparently. They teased one back in 101. But, you know, there hadn't been any real build-up. Usually on the show we have, hey, we've seen the powers, and here's what they do, but we don't have any names, and, you know, we think it might be this character. Turns out the only, you know, at least what we chose to air, the only good guess that we got was from, you guessed it, close personal friend of me, Jordan from Jersey. Was spot on with his 4-star Hawkeye speculation.
It is the Kate Bishop version of Hawkeye. And she's got a couple interesting powers going on.
Yeah, a lot of different stuff happening.
Yes, her blue power, which costs a lot, though, 12 blue, is called Ruthless Precision. I love the flavor text. It just says, Kate doesn't futz around. Deals damage and creates a 3-turn countdown tile while this tile's on the board. Enemies cannot gain health. So that's a new mechanic, which is pretty sweet. Take that, Old Man Logan.
That is very interesting. What power does that equate to in her character? I
don't know. Arrow to the eye. I don't know.
I vaguely am aware of Kate Bishop, but that's about it.
Right. I am. Once I saw, you know, that this character was coming out, I looked it up and it sent me down an old comic book, like, revisiting hole because I had read she's a young Avenger. Which was, again, I don't know if it's an ongoing series. I know that when it originally ran, I read it, and it was excellent. Definitely had some interesting versions of, you know, the Avengers. They're not reimagined Avengers. They are, you know, some children of the Avengers. They are affiliated with them in some way. They are, you know, other people with powers taking on Avenger mantles. And, you know, this was just her. At the time when the comic book came out, Clint Barton was missing. She decided she would shoot people with arrows in his absence. And then when he got back, they decided to be friends.
That's funny that he goes missing and, what are the Avengers going to do without someone who shoots arrows?
Too true. All right. Her black power for 8 black is called Looking for Trouble. Another interesting mechanic deals damage and creates a 3-turn black countdown tile that then does damage back to Kate. So
if you could match it away before it goes off,
that's what
you
that
win?
Implies is that
okay.
If you can match it away, you know, no damage.
Yep.
And then her purple power is, you know, because boomerangs.
I love that title.
10 purple. I love this. Boomerang arrow. It comes back to you in the end. Boomerang. Respect it. That was a little speech that Clint gave her one day about boomerang arrows. Anyway, creates strength at level 1, creates 3 strength, 44 red strike tiles, and a 3-turn purple countdown that then removes up to 3 friendly strike tiles to deal more damage. So she's got 2 different mechanics where you may choose to maybe get rid of the strike tile or the countdown tile, because if you'd rather have the strike tiles instead of doing the extra damage. But I suppose, you know, you could really team her up with the Dream Warrior or something, somebody who makes a bunch of strike tiles.
Blade. Decanter Blade.
Yeah. So
I was thinking with the other one, with the create a countdown tile that you don't want to go off, Quake immediately came to mind. I don't know
Does
if that's really necessary,
tiles?
But she blows up any type of color that you want.
Oh, yeah, yep. with the frequency resonance
that's
something.
It. Yeah.
Her blue power. We'll just call it that. The blue power.
The blue one. All right. What else we got? Patch notes. There's a new patch. Version 102 has been announced. Here's the teaser. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? All right. Now stand up. Satellite fight is all it says. The first thing that popped into my head was clearly Asteroid M, which makes me think that we're going to get now a 4-star Magneto or maybe a 5-star Magneto. But
a 4-star Magneto would be sweet. He deserves a 4 and a 5-star character. If we're, you know, making duplicate characters, which I'm down with. Because, you know, well, they're not actually duplicates. You know, Kate Bishop, clearly very different from any of the other Hawkeyes that are out there.
But she could have been a Dazzler. Just think how much cooler that would have been.
Dude, you got squirrels. Take your foot off the gas for a little bit. That is, I genuinely hope that I would have never thought of that, the Asteroid M, and I really hope that it is, in fact, Magneto. That is not what I am anticipating, however.
All right. What are you thinking?
Well, from what this has here is, what's our most famous satellite there, Craig, here on the planet Earth?
No, do not go to Black Bolt again.
I'm not.
Oh, man, I wanted
I'm
you to.
I'm not at all.
But the moon, right? That's what you're going for?
And who lives on the moon? Black Bolt.
No, he does, but that's not what I'm going for. Going for
Moon Knight?
The Fist of the Honshu. Yeah!
He's saying, throw a croissant at me?
Yeah, I think Satellite Fight and Moon Knight, they sound fine to me.
I am completely on board with that. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He is an underrated superhero. I want to be throwing crescent blades at my enemy. I want to power myself up with the Fist of the Honshu, and I don't know what else he does.
I don't know.
No one really does.
I'll have to bust out my old issues of Marvel Universe and look up Moon Knight again and see
Seriously.
What he does besides throwing croissants.
The mighty Mark Spector.
I enjoyed Moon Knight. I don't care what Craig says.
I tell you, he caught me at a really impressionable age. Like, his artwork was cool, and one of the first comics I ever purchased was a Marvel team-up between Ghost Rider and Moon Knight, and I was sold from there.
Interesting team-up.
Yeah.
All right, there's some bug fixes in there. I don't know. Oh, Ray, what do you think? What do you got? You just sticking with the Moon Knight like that?
Yeah, I didn't have anything else. So
okay.
Yeah. And now that I'm set on Moon Knight, I don't think I want anything else.
Nope, it's totally Black Bolt. All right. So what's changed?
I haven't read it, but I have a good guess.
All right. They fixed some bugs?
When Colossus throws someone, something better happens.
Yes, that is one of them.
It's always one of them. Yes! That is a clean sweep of, like, the last 4 patches.
Fixed a bug where Colossus on the opponent's team was not intercepting attacks. So it wasn't for him throwing somebody this time.
No, it was for immovable object.
It was just him not bothering to get in the way.
Right.
Some bugs for impacting performance have been fixed. Captain Falcon now properly activates countdown tiles that have targeted allies. All right. Green goblins, green pumpkin bombs no longer try to destroy tiles that have already been destroyed. And fixed a bug where people on the PC were not able to back out during early stages of a game. So nothing super major. Some minor June bugs, as it were.
Right.
That was bad.
Fine, then. Fine.
I'll fine. Take my veiled Firefly reference and go home.
Wait, it was a Firefly reference?
No, it wasn't for me. I'm just talking about
June
bugs.
Is that what a June bug is?
June bugs are June bugs.
They're the same thing.
How's it a Firefly reference?
I get, because a June bug is a Firefly.
No.
No.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Are June bugs Japanese beetles?
No, Japanese beetles are Japanese beetles. June bugs are Fireflies because Fireflies start coming out in June.
But
it's the same reason strawberries are called Juneberries.
June bugs are beetles. Yeah. June bugs are stubby and ugly little creatures.
I'm looking it up right now on bugfacts.net.
Really? I just used Google.
Yeah, and it directed me to bugfacts.net. There you go. I put it in the chat
a
window.
Link.
Look at that. Bugfacts.net.
Oh, my God. I don't have time for these links. All right, I do have time. I'll make time for this link, because I'd like to learn more about June bugs.
June bugs are some of the dumbest insects on the planet.
It says they make tasty food for your pet toads and lizards.
All right.
Huh.
Besides, Ian, aren't you from, like, the great part of the state?
I am.
We don't have fireflies, for love of God. We have lightning bugs.
Yeah, I've got those, too.
Fireflies.
I thought they... Ha! Well, then, I stand corrected. June bugs. Sick. Totally different.
All right.
What do I know?
Oh, hey, let's talk about where we ended up with the Civil War.
Oh, my God, we dominated.
Our
by dominated,
well.
I mean we did very well.
We managed to, unfortunately for my sanity, we did Team Iron Man again.
Right.
We powered through that, switched over to the other side, and got up to...
We got all three...
Through round four or five. Whichever
round
one got
five.
You
through five. We got two Ant-Man covers. We got three Quake covers. We got another five-star Iron Man, so your Iron Man is at 1-1-1 now.
Yep.
Yeah,
I would take that.
I know, and I would take that so many times over than having one level of Cap.
Yeah. Well, especially since it would just be dying on the vine for Craig anyway.
It would be.
Right.
We'll get to those later.
But no, it's not, because you got a second Iron Man, or a third Iron Man.
So, we'll share this info. What this event taught me is Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider. Penance Stare is a winner.
Right, in those higher levels, you guys seem to really dominate Cap.
Yeah, three levels of Penance Stare got you 100% damage back, so when this event rolls around again, if everybody wants to play along, I was using Captain BDSM, Captain Marvel. I would let her get the crap beat out of her. She would then charge up red and black. Cyclops would blast away all the red, and then I would Penance Stare Captain America to doom. Worked pretty well for me. I think I ended up finishing first in our alliance on the Iron Man side and second on the Captain America side.
Wow,
doing said strategies. So, worked for me. Try it for your own future selves.
Yeah, it was a fun event. I thought we did really well. I was very satisfied with how it turned out, for me personally and for the alliance as a whole.
Yeah, I enjoyed these alliance boss battles. They've all been fun.
They really, really get me going. And, you know, there was still plenty of time to enjoy our Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, those long, 7-hour or 8-hour lockouts.
Right.
Really give you time to, like, to go do things with other people.
Yep. To grill and swim.
We grilled out. We swam in the pool. We had good time.
Yeah. Time well spent.
All right. Good enough. Ray, what do you got in the mailbag?
We had quite a number of comments. We had a whole host of comments about our previous, the final 3-star character of the week, Bullseye.
Would you say there was a plethora of comments?
A plethora.
Wow, dusting off a 3 amigos for everyone. That's a gem.
First, I think Stinkbomb gave a really robust description of Bullseye and why he is a good character. And let me start this off by saying, I think we gave him kind of a cold shoulder. I do enjoy Bullseye, and some of the comments made me think that we kind of gave him a little bit less than he deserved. So the Stinkbomb's argument was basically... He may not be the best in the game, but at no point will you ever play him and say, why do I still have this character?
Yeah.
Like, he is a consistently good character.
Yeah, when Contract Killer goes off, it always makes me smile. I just love the animation of him going, hi-ya! Like, he's all crazy-eyed.
And also, Cohen63 mentioned that he is fantastic on the PvE swarms, that filling up the board with his strike tiles... we should have talked about that. Yeah, probably. He's really good at that. FAHQ 1977, Dave, who was on the podcast previously, he mentioned it. Jordan from Jersey had some stuff about Bullseye. It was just a whole bunch of different good comments about Bullseye. Nobody claiming that he's, like, the best, but everybody thinking, yeah, he's a pretty solid character. Jordan from Jersey was actually, he is to this game what Tool and Led Zeppelin are to music.
What? Yeah. Outrageous.
What he means by that is he hears a song by them and says, why don't I listen to more of these people? And then later, never listens to more of them. It's the same with Bullseye.
That makes more sense. I don't know that it's a fair, like, otherwise, I don't know that it's a fair parallel. I mean, that's on him. If you're not listening to enough Tool, then shame on you. Wow. What an odd analogy. My head is dizzy. Keep reading before I pass out.
I'll finish it up with what Leonard said. He said that the only thing that he didn't get about Bullseye was the adamantium skeleton, but somehow has fewer health than Daredevil. So that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And also, on to the next topic, Leonard mentioned that stop talking about Vision as still being broken.
He's still broken.
And Nick1118 responded with hashtag never fix Vision.
I agree. If they never fix him, he'll be one of the top characters, in my opinion.
Yeah, consistently.
That heavy density right now is just rocking the house.
S-Lore also had some good comments about Bullseye, but more importantly, he said, as someone who grew up with reading Amazing Spider-Man and vividly remembers watching My Cousin Vinny, when Marissa Tomei came out as Aunt May, it makes him disturbing and uncomfortable place inside of him. So I found that amusing. We also had some good comments about the stat page that I put up from Jackson and Jordan from Jersey. And hey, you're welcome. Hopefully that works for a few people. Like I said, I've already used it a couple times when I just don't want to use my brain cells that much. I can just pull it up on the stats page and see who I can use to fill out a team. Jackson, by the way, at JAXXON, he is a day 848 player.
Wow.
He just found the podcast and wishes that he had found it a year ago.
Well, hey, go back and catch up on all the old ones.
Apparently, he's been having fun using the Loki patch combo after we mentioned it in one of the podcasts. And he says that if he were to add this is a callback from a little ways back, but if he were to add a new character, it would be Warlock, which I can't agree with that more. That would be awesome.
Sure, I would not be at all surprised to see an Adam Warlock coming down the pike.
David Franklin's mentioned that he caught Motley Crue on the radio today and started singing along to Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels.
Yeah!
He also said that having Aunt Hottie walking the streets for money, and there it is, folks, your what the, I don't even, Craig is so wrong moment of the week. And I'm just going to ask you a question. Did you read Stink Palm's comment on Star Wars? I'm not going to read it because I'm not going down that path again.
No.
But you should read it. That's all I'm going to say.
Where is it posted?
Oh, that's on Reddit.
Okay.
And Figure 15 says that he didn't expect Craig to change his opinion, but have a buck anyway. And he sent us a buck on PayPal. So there you go.
Cha-ching.
Thanks, Figure 15. We appreciate it.
I'll say anything for a dollar.
That's a scary proposition.
It makes me think of that RoboCop.
Huh?
Remember the original version of the RoboCop movie?
Oh, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Playing in the background on every TV was always a TV show where the punchline was, well, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yep.
Yeah, that got repeated way too often back then.
Yeah, that has to happen like 10 times in that movie.
Yeah. One final thing that I wanted to mention, Jeff Polier, who is a listener to the podcast. He follows us on Facebook and is a contributor on Patreon. He is currently in the hospital due to some complications in his surgery that he had a couple weeks back. And I just wanted to mention him and say that we wish him well and a speedy recovery. He is a member of the players group on Facebook, just a good contributor to the community in general. So hope you get well soon and hope you hear the podcast while you're in the hospital. He's posting on Facebook, so I imagine he's got the...
We want you to get well.
What is that?
Get well soon. We want you to get well.
Oh,
it's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, okay. That explains why I
was lost too.
However, I was just speedy recovery, but not until so speedy that you can't go back and listen to every episode of this show again. So while you're in the hospital, hey, take some time, listen to the Puzzle Warriors.
I'm sure he already has.
Right. If he runs out of that, soon to be named network. It's soon to be named network.tumblr.com.
There's some other fine shows.
Right.
So there you go. That's what I have for this week.
All right. It's time.
What time is it?
It's time for the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
Hey, this week it's brought to you by the Tasty Scene Room.
The Tasty Scene Room?
Yeah, do you want to just see the best parts of movies? Come on down to the Tasty Scene Room. Now that's a tasty scene.
I don't know that they're necessarily the best, but it is definitely literal. So if you can, if you would like to check them out at Tasty Scene Room, at tastyscenerum, all one word, .com, it will take you, it will show you, you type in your favorite movie, and it shows you a scene in that movie where they're eating food.
Are you serious?
It's Tasty Scene Room. Yeah, absolutely. So, what's your favorite movie?
Fight Club.
Fight Club. I'd have to go to tastyscenerum.com because it's not.
I'm like, is everybody eating in that whole movie?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I can just picture him accidentally getting some of that soap in his mouth.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't have an answer like I don't, check out Tasty Scene Room. Yeah, Tasty Scene Room. Craig, do you have a favorite movie?
That's hard.
Just any movie, then. Fire away.
I'll go to one of my all-time favorites. Yes. And go straight to the Top Gun.
Oh, yep. TastySceneRoom.com. I got nothing.
Oh, well, there's a sweet scene, you know, where Maverick first goes over to the instructor's house, and she has made him dinner, but he's late because he's been out playing volleyball with the boys, and she makes him go take a shower, and, you know, it's a whole thing. But they do end up eating and then getting down.
I'm sure it's available at Tasty Scene Room.
Yeah, Tasty Scene
Room. So anyway, speaking of tasty scenes,
we've got
a tasty featured character of the week. And by tasty, I mean tastes awful. Totally awesome Hulk, also known as Amadeus Cho, the newest of the Hulks.
Well, no, didn't Red Hulk come later?
But, no, I thought he came later. Either way, this guy is a...
the totally awful Hulk.
Green, blue, black. Totally awesome Hulk. His green power costs 12. It was called... Oh, no, I didn't write it down after I glanced at it. Mastermind Excello.
Mastermind Excello, yeah.
Mastermind Excello. Green, 12 green AP. Let's see. He destroys a selected 3x3 block of tiles and deals 73 damage plus 27 damage for every blue AP his team adds. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. As he goes up in levels, let's see. He does more base damage and more damage per. More base damage and more damage per. And that's all that he ever does. So... eventually, one day, he hopes to do 4,114 damage plus 180 bonus damage per blue AP. Let's see. He sees the math in it. This is a blue power. It costs 7 blue AP. And let's see. He places a 3-turn countdown tile. When it activates, it creates 2 blue charged tiles and destroys 2 green tiles, dealing damage and generating AP. Let's see. As it goes up. First, he creates a third charge tile. Then he blows up an extra green tile. Then the countdown tile turns to a 2-turn tile. And then finally, he creates a 3 charge tiles and 4 destroying green tiles. So that is sees the math in it. And his final ability.
What's that? Sorry, I made myself laugh.
No, oh, you would.
All I heard in my head is he's got 2-turn tiles and a hot dog stand.
Oh, man. I don't know. I got to support a Beck reference. He's finally hot dog cart. It's a black, 5 black AP. It can only be fired if there are less than 7 blue tiles on the board. So never.
God, that's been my experience with it.
Mine too. So if he can fire this, it stuns the Hulk for 1 turn, heals him for 462 health, and creates 3 blue tiles. So you don't want to risk... So in case you were hoping to heal yourself a second time, you can abandon that hope. let's see. As he goes up in levels, he more health, more health, more health, more health, more health. So someday, when he's all grown up, he would like to stun himself for 1 turn, while then healing himself for 2,151 and creating 3 blue tiles.
It's just so not worth it. Like, if it was heal for, like, I don't know, 25,000? Like... Like, it's just so like much Rocket, easier. Like, right. I can just use like Rocket and Groot and heal up all the way for one match.
Right. Again, and that's fine. I agree, first of all, that unless I'm missing something, because I'm a pretty simple player, I'm not good at spotting combos. If the person that I'm playing with doesn't either do damage or, like, prevent damage, I'm like, I don't understand this guy. And I move on to the next guy. So unless there's a real clever combo or some real high-level cerebral play that I'm just not seeing here, I'm not a huge fan of this totally awesome Hulk. If I had to build him, his green seems to be really important, and his blue seems to be important for fueling the green, and the black seems like a 3. So that's a 5-5-3 build for me. I don't have him anywhere near that. That's purely theoretical. I wouldn't know what to do with him if I had him at that level. Do you guys dabble in the Amadeus Cho realm of the game?
Mine is at 4-1-0.
Wow.
Interesting. I have him at 4-0-2.
Wow. Double wacky.
So, but I have never actually, I don't think, ever launched him in a game. I've read his powers and
Do you happen to know what I have him at?
Not off the top of my head, but I'm sure I can find it shortly.
No, there's no rush. I got to fire up my game anyway for the upcoming segment of the show.
I can't possibly think that you've leveled him, right?
No.
So that has bought me enough time. You have him at 101.
Okay. Wow. See, that's one more cover than I thought I had. So there we go.
But speaking of which, I fixed my roster on Game Pendium, if anyone cares.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had the opportunity to get mine up to date yet. I'm probably way behind three, four weeks.
Yeah, so in case people are wondering why Cho is the first 4-star, since we're now into the 4-star of the character of the week, it's because I just wanted to get him out of the way. And, you know, Amadeus is at the top of the alphabet.
So you're doing him alphabetically?
Sure. No.
No.
No, I'm not, but I really just wanted to get him out of the way because I can't stand him.
No problem.
Yeah, I get the impression that even the people who have him maxed out really don't care for him too much. The internets do agree that 5-5-3 is the way to go. I can't see any reason to put points into Hot Dog Stand. There are so many, I know Ian hates this argument, but there are so many better uses for black AP.
Right.
It's just not enough healing. It just doesn't get high enough.
Right.
I think it should be a full heal or something. Like, if I'm going to use that thing, I got to get rid of all the blue on the board, and then I get to eat the hot dogs, and I stun myself, and at least get me back up to 50% or something. I don't know. If anybody out there uses Cho and has plans for him, shoot it along.
Absolutely. We'd love to know more.
The only plus that I can see at all, I'm looking at my stat page, he has a lot of hit points.
Okay.
At comparative levels, he is like tied for second place. He's tied with Red Hulk in number of hit points. The only 4-star that I see that has more hit points is Devil Dinosaur.
Okay, so then again, even still, healing yourself for a measly 2,000
right
is not so useful.
Yes, exactly. So I just don't see any. Is anyone familiar with the comic? I know the character came out in the game just about the same time the comic did. Has anybody looked at it? I have not.
I have not. I thought I had heard, again, back when he was released into the game, we had heard from our friends over at the Longbox Heroes podcast, said that it was an awesome comic book. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, he was, a sidekick of Hercules? And then somehow became the Hulk? I don't know. We will, I guess, maybe ask Leonard for more guidance.
Right.
Yeah, but if anybody uses him and thinks he's good, I would like to hear that argument.
Yeah, me too.
We could always use more info.
Now, part of that is I don't have his blue, so I haven't leveled him, but I don't see it. I don't see it being useful, so. One of the worst reviews ever.
Yeah. Hey, on something more exciting, for our one listener down south, and you know who you are, end of the second period, Penguins currently winning 1-0. A little shout-out to our last guest.
Is that still going on? Are the Penguins still winning at hockey?
They are. This is game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They won the first game.
Finals?
It is a hockey night in Pittsburgh tonight, so they are currently home tonight. If they can pull this one out and take a 2-0 lead before going out to San Jose, that would be super sweet.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'll watch. I like championships of sports that I'm not invested in.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got for featured character of the week. Thank you, Tasty Scene Room.
I agree. Ian.
Yes?
This is always a big problem. What you got dying on the vine?
Holy Moses. I got an action-packed vine of death this week.
Wow.
So, because I came at you last week and I was like, I've got all the answers, no problem. but it has since just become littered with questions because I was like, hey, my daily reward is going to give me a Scarlet Witch, and I know I'll get the Scarlet Witch from the big enchilada that's coming up. That's two Scarlet Witches. Got to go that way. So here's what the vine looks like. I'll try not to influence it any more than I just said. I've got one Iron Man 40. I've got three Visions. I've got two Kamala Khans, two Scarlet Witches, two Colossuses, and one Quicksilver. Spoiler alert, I'm not going to choose Quicksilver.
Well, don't choose Colossus either.
Seems I want to just because of all the controversy swirling around him in the last couple weeks, but he is not high on the list either.
Yeah.
Clearly, it is a three-way race between Vision, Scarlet Witch, and Kamala Khan for me, only because I only have one Iron Man 40. If I had two Iron Man 40s, it'd be a four-way tie for first.
Are all the characters in roughly the same deal, or like, do you have all the covers for them and just need the ISO, or...
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. They are all at varying levels. They are fully covered. They're all at varying levels. So they need to be brought up to 166 and then championed.
Man, that is really hard. I don't know that I have any advice.
Man,
right, it's rough.
I'd probably got to go Switch first. She's just super good.
She is probably will cost me the least amount of ISO to do so. Because I know that then it'd be her as far as ISO costs. Least to greatest, it would be Scarlet Witch, then Kamala Khan, then Vision, because I think Vision is still at 40 as far as level.
Yeah, man. Well, I use Scarlet Witch every day, but I use... Nope, never mind, that argument's no good. I use all of them. I try and use all of those three.
Well, I got plenty of days on all of them. They are all 8 days or higher before they expire, so I am open to any input from any number of sources out there. As it stands right now, again, I also am probably going to go with Scarlet Witch. Would we go first? Then it'd be a toss-up between Kamala Khan and Vision. I'd hate to waste three Vision covers, so he's kind of high up there, but...
Yeah, right now he is devastating on the damage.
Right. So it's hard to say.
Yeah. I mean, right now I've been playing the crap out of Battery Man, Vision, and Kamala Khan, so...
Right, so there you go. They're all there. They're all there dying on the vine. I'll try to do, I can guarantee one of them. I'll try to see if I can grind up to two of them into champion land.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I'll keep you, are you guys, as your kind of Craig, have you earned any hero points, spent any money, put any of the people from your vine into your roster?
I did get Phoenix rostered.
Okay.
I am currently now at 190 hero points. And I've got 7 days to do something with a Spider-Man Back in Black and a War Machine.
Drax made it onto your roster?
Yep. If I can get to 1,000 in the next week, I can recruit one of them with an extra slot and then dump my 2-star Wolverine for the other person.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to try to shoot for. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to get up to 1,000 hero points in the next week. Hopefully, I haven't checked, but hopefully the upcoming week's worth of Deadpool dailies, hopefully a few of those champion rewards will be hero points.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping for. Otherwise,
well, good luck with that.
If that doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Maybe you'll get fortunate in your taco tokens.
Yeah, that doesn't ever seem to happen to me.
No, but it could happen. You could start doing that.
Dreams could come true. It could happen to you.
Right. I was thinking you could start. Do you count when you do the token, or do you just click it immediately?
No, I just mash the button.
Okay.
Nope. My plan is I mash the screen, and then I get angry at whatever my reward happens.
Good plan. Stick with that.
It's worked out great so far.
Ray, how are you? Did you say your vine is currently deathless?
So I did pre-recording. However, that was a complete and utter lie. I completely forgot. I got... I got two covers this last week, both black. One I was extremely happy about, Deadpool, because I didn't have any black covers for him, 4-star Deadpool.
Right.
The other one that I got was a black Elektra, which sounds good until you realize I have her at 254.
Oh.
So that is... That's
that
not,
sounds like 1,000 ISO.
Yeah, that's not even dying on the vine. That's just, okay, I'm selling that. I haven't yet.
Right.
I'm gonna. If I get two more purple,
things could happen.
Right?
Maybe you'll get one in mere seconds from now. You never know.
Yeah, it's possible. It's unlikely, but there you go. So that'll probably just be 1,000 ISO.
All right, then. The opening of the tokens.
Uh-oh.
We need a special sound effect for that or something.
Tell me what to do.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe like a creaky vault door or something. You know.
Sure.
Just not like that.
Right.
I'm gonna take sound and play it every week.
You sound like a dying macaw.
You know, speaking of weird things today, by the way, so I was up at the local convention center attending a conference, and I did not know this, but they got peacocks.
What?
They got peacocks.
Oh, really?
When do we suddenly get peacocks roaming around in central Pennsylvania?
I didn't know that. That's fun. That's pretentious, but it's fun.
Yeah, so I don't know if the university felt the need to spend some of the money it claims it can't afford, so it has to constantly raise tuition money to buy peacocks.
I don't know. I used to go up there every week, and I never saw them.
Yeah, I was going in like the main doors.
Yeah.
And I'm walking along the sidewalk heading towards the main, you know, revolving door. And I see something walking to my right and I look over, peacock. I was like, what is this about? So
wow.
There you go.
That went in an okay direction. Like, I was already really excited when you sound like a dying macaw sounded like a reasonable segue to you for something.
Well, and you know, then, just a strange bird, you know, just.
Right. It was fine. Who's going first this week?
Take your pick.
All right. This is a latest Legends token. I forget where it came from. It either came from a vault or from championing whoever I championed last. And I can't... Oh, Beast. Well, we'll say. Here we go. It's an exciting 4-star cover that will reveal itself to be... Purple Kingpin.
Ha!
Ooh, I do like my Kingpin.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. As soon as I saw that Kingpin logo, I was pumped. So I'm going to go take that to my character and boost him on up. I'll tell you about him when I get there. I just sent him rocketing to a 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
Yep.
All three powers. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And
better than mine.
Right. I was going to say three of the yellow, which I really enjoy.
Yeah. Yellow is fun times.
Yeah. All right, Craig, let's do this thing.
All right, I've got a latest Legends as well, which came from today's Crash of the Titans.
Right.
So it's a, sadly, 4-star.
Right.
It is a blue Ant-Man small-time Crooks.
Ooh.
That gets my Ant-Man to 3-2-3.
Nice. So well-rounded Ant-Man.
He's getting up there in usability.
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So did we discuss, by the way, the X-Force Wolverine, what you call it, Crash of the Titans? I don't think we did. Did you guys manage anything on that?
No.
No, I don't think either of us participated, and I assumed you wrecked it in one try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. I had 0% chance of winning.
Me too.
Okay.
I did very little damage, and Cyclops cut me in half instantly.
He would get off one attack, it would take 95% of my life, and then he would make a match, and I would die.
There you go.
Repeat. I think I tried that 3 or 4 times, and I said, this is stupid, and I just walked away.
Sure.
Yeah. I made some black matches, got that power, used it, and then took my token. It was a champion X-Force Wolverine is it's silly. So I actually have 2 tokens that I'm going to open.
Ooh.
2?
Because I got one from that, and I got one from today's Hulkbuster.
Outrageous.
Oh, that's brave of you. But I don't, you're again, much more active than I am. Because I also, you know, had 2 sitting there, but I'm like, next week comes around, and then I haven't earned a new one.
That's true.
That I'm totally boned for this segment.
That's true. But I'm hoping to get the command points, if possible, for next,
right, absolutely.
Next time. So.
Well, that's, and plus you're due for a win in this segment, so we're my fingers are crossed.
So, 2 latest legends. The first one is apparently a 4-star. A 4-star Venom. Green.
Ooh.
I like that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can use that. The second one is going to be another 4-star. Ooh, a thing. It's clobbering time.
Yeah. That gets Ray's thing up to like 17, 15, 13, something like that.
No, I think that makes him like a... what is it? Like a... Something way more... It's like a 3-3-3, isn't it?
I'm trying to... 3-3-2. He will be at a 3-3-2.
There was like one week where you were on like a thing heater.
Yeah.
And then it promptly cooled, apparently.
Right.
And then my Venom will be at 403.
Oh.
Oh.
You do like to get two powers and
yeah,
jack
that's,
them up.
That's my jam. it sucks, actually. Oh, but man, his symbiotic fury is going up like mad. It was at 536 damage. Now it's at 924.
That's a good jump.
It's a big jump. Yeah. No, I mean, he's at minimum level, but, you know, whatever.
All right. All right, good time.
Excellent.
Ian.
Yeah, good job. Yeah?
Hey, tell me about the soon-to-be-named network.
Oh, my goodness. It can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is a collection of like-minded podcasters who have put together an exciting podcast network for your listening enjoyment. You can enjoy such shows as The Long Box Heroes. It is a comic book-centric podcast. You can enjoy The Fresher in Parlance Show, which is a live YouTube broadcast available every Thursday. You could enjoy Podvocacy with Jason and Dave, where they talk about their favorite pop culture things, TV shows, movies, and the like. You can enjoy The Prodigal Sons podcast, where we talk about...
Everything and nothing?
Exactly. Everything and nothing. We keep you guessing.
And lots
you
of Game
can
of Thrones.
Enjoy... we try to keep that to a minimum, but boy, I do like that show. Let's see, there is The Prime Defective, which is a companion podcast for Star Trek The Next Generation. And there is the Profane Argument podcast starring Ray and me. And we talk about our skepticism, atheist views, and our secular beliefs. So did I miss any shows? I didn't.
I don't
check
think
this
so.
Out. Soon to be named. Nope, I had to think about it for just a second because I rarely miss a show, but I would have felt really guilty had I, and I did not. Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can check out this and all the other shows that I had mentioned.
Thank you. Hey, but speaking of missing a show, Ian's going to miss a show next week.
Yeah, I am. I will be off. I will be on family vacation, numero dos, and but this one will be all vacation and no work, so there will be no podcast for me as there is limited Wi-Fi availability where I'm headed. I believe the legendary Leonard F. Chikarison of Longbox Hero Alliance / Longbox Hero podcast fame will be filling in for yours truly. So get ready. It's going to be a treat.
Did we actually tell him that?
I did. I've spoken to him at length while we were both enjoying our Memorial Day weekend. He is excited to be on the show and raring to go.
Nice. I can catch him up on that sweet, sweet day of Sabu.
Yeah, I told him about that. It sounded great. That was really the only good way that wrestling show could have ended. And then he said, just be careful if you do, in fact, decide to follow Sabu on Twitter. He has some really colorful comments about race relations.
Wow.
Okay.
I said, whoa!
Who knew
so
with a guy named Sabu?
Right.
Who comes out to, I don't know, Egyptian theme song music or Iraqi?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be Iraqi, right?
Sure. I don't know. I don't know his background other than chairs.
I mean, his wife
hitting people with chairs.
Wife, girlfriend, ring attendant, whatever. She came out in the I Dream of Genie outfit.
She did come out in an I Dream of Genie costume. So,
and she's,
some
she was
Arabian, some Arabian Middle Eastern theme to his gimmick.
All right.
Clearly not as, tolerant of other cultures as one might expect.
Yeah, go figure. All right, Ted.
Yeah, bring us home, Craig.
Yeah, that's where we got. I want to thank everybody for joining us once again. As always, check us for updates at puzzlewarriors3.com. You can listen to the show there on iTunes, on Stitcher, or however way you like to enjoy your podcast. If you're interested in joining the new Puzzle Warriors Alliance, shoot us a line. Tell us who you are. You can find it in the private alliances, and we will get you approved.
Yes, under Puzzle Warriors.
Yes. Comments, suggestions, questions. You can tell us to go pound sand. I don't know. Whatever. Go to our webpage. Put it on the Discuss feature or on the Reddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. You can leave a comment on the show there in the D3 forums. Send us an email. All of these said such things. Tweet at us. I don't know. Use
we
that
might
social media.
Catch it.
Yeah, there can be a lot of tweets. So mostly I blame Leonard. If you feel like throwing us a bone, though, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our website. You buy something, we get some pennies. Or you can go big time. Become a patron of the show. The link to that is on our homepage. It'll take you over to patreon.com, where you can sign up like many people's named Jeff have done, where you can become a $1, a $3, or a $5 subscriber. The higher levels, the more rewards you get, and you could appear on this show.
That's true. That's where we find most of our guests that aren't filling in for vacationing co-hosts.
And who don't work for, you know, D3.
Who don't... Oh, I thought you meant who don't work for Tasty Scene Room.
Oh, that's true. You know, I wonder if, you know, like, they, you know, they could reenact movie scenes. Like, you could go there as, like, a restaurant, too, to the Tasty Scene Room. And, like, you know, I don't know, maybe Masaharu Morimoto is there. And he could recreate dishes right. for you from, like, famous Kurosawa films or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So these are...
Like a themed week or something.
Chef-inspired entrees to be eaten alongside your favorite meals.
Right. Like, so maybe it's like that, like the... what's the movie theater in Texas where you watch movies and eat dinner?
How could I possibly know that?
I don't know.
Why? That's not information that normal non-Texans have.
The Alamo...
At the ready.
Something. Alamo Roadhouse?
The Alamo Basement?
Alamo Roadhouse? Something like that?
If you say so, I'm willing to believe you just this one time.
In any case, they have movie theaters there where you can buy food and beer. So, you know, I'm just saying. Maybe the Tasty Scene Room is very similar.
You had me and then you lost
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I really like the chef-inspired entrees based on movies. Themed meals to go along with the movies.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, a pairing.
Yes, absolutely. Instead of wine and food, you could go wine and or dinner and a movie.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got for this week. Goodbye for now, kids. And remember, bubbles!
Sorry.
Oh, Ian coughed all over my bubbles!
Sorry, I threw up in my mouth a little bit and I'm dying.
You know what causes that? Bubbles!
Goodbye, friends. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Goodbye, dying Ian.
Goodbye.
Christmas. I love the clue. It's terrible, but it's excellent
bubbles.
At the same time. Bubbles!
Bubbles!
So straightforward.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I was like, I could make, I was trying to think of stuff, and I'm like, ah, screw it. You know what she does? Bubbles. Thank you, champagne. Maybe, oh my god, she's even from the Fantastic Four, so, you know, a mole man could bring
right.
her back to the surface! Thank you, Champagne. Ah, it just
Molly
now occurred to
Shandon.
me that the Mole Man was actually involved in that episode.